This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States is pressing on with evacuation flights under Taliban efforts at tighter security one day after the suicide attack that killed scores of Afghans and U.S. service members. Crowds outside the airport appeared as thick as ever Friday, despite the suicide attack that killed 13 American service members and dozens of Afghans. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said the deadline for leaving Afghanistan is still the end of the month.
You're going to see us begin to make those muscle movements to pull out our troops and some of our equipment.
The United States warned that more attacks could come ahead of President Joe Biden's fast approaching deadline to withdraw U.S. forces from Afghanistan. UN agencies are appealing for nearly $300 million in preparation for the possible exodus of thousands of Afghan refugees. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNHCR Deputy High Commissioner Kelly Clements says preparations are underway to assist host governments in the region with financial and material support to care for a large influx of refugees. She says discussions with national authorities are underway on scaling up the humanitarian response. She notes the proposed regional response plan is a critical part of that process.
We need, therefore, to be prepared for any number of eventualities. That takes resources, preparation, and a reasonable amount of lead time.
Most of the support is likely to go to Iran and Pakistan, countries that are already hosting 2.2 million Afghans, many of whom have been living there for decades. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Visit voanews.com for more.